Governor Parnell says Alaska needs to spend more time and money taking care of the state's buildings and infrastructure, recognizing that maintenance repairs are usually low profile and not very politically popular items in the state budget. Parnell says he plans to elevate the subject this year and in the future with a separate highlighted part of the budget, spending $100 million to fix things.
To me, taking care of Alaska's deferred maintenance, fixing what we've got, it just makes sense. As stewards of our finite dollars, it doesn't make sense for the state to let its assets deteriorate further. An emphasis on deferred maintenance will mean Alaska's construction industry will have jobs, jobs they can depend on each and every year for the next 5 years. The common sense approach that this offers is new to state government, but it's necessary.
Parnell pointed out that, counting the university, the state owns 2,300 buildings that need repair, and the cost of those repairs adds up to $1.8 billion. He says the executive branch departments have already begun making lists of needed work. The budget he presents to the legislature in December will include the highest priority projects, and the university is getting $37 million of those dollars. University of Alaska Anchorage Chancellor Fran Ulmer says deferred maintenance items are always a part of the university's budget, but the subject needs the governor's focus. She says that would give agencies such as her own the ability to plan more efficiently.
It's appropriate for the governor to take the lead on deferred maintenance because, as the steward of our state's assets, this is an important way of making sure that for a long time into the future, we have these facilities, these roads, these ferries, these airports in the kind of condition that we need them in.
Parnell said there is time to work out details on the budget, such as a percentage stream that each department will be allowed to spend. He says he does not anticipate the need for any central authority to reauthorize the priority lists that executive branch departments will make.